can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline every single Tuesday on the podcast, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we're going to answer it here on the podcast. And just like today, if we don't have the best answer for you, we will go to our network and get the best answer for you. So hostinghotline.com, earmark it, bookmark it, ask us your questions. It's one of my favorite things to do is hear what is swimming in your brains and seeing how we can help you. Today, we have a question from Natasha.
Hi, Annette and Sarah. My name is Natasha, and I have listened to every single episode of the Thanks for Visiting podcast since episode 1. I also had the pleasure of joining the TFV bootcamp several months ago. My question is in regard to the most recent Airbnb off-platform and fee transparency policy. One section in particular that had me concerned states that hosts are prohibited from, quote, selling, sharing, or using guest contact information for communications or signing guests up for contact lists. It very much sounds like Airbnb is going directly after Stayfy, which I know is a partner product that you use and recommend. Am I understanding the Airbnb rules correctly in that hosts are no longer allowed to collect guest emails and phone numbers when they arrive at their property and log into the Wi-Fi? You two have a much stronger relationship with Airbnb, and I feel that you have a better grasp of what this means for other hosts. Thank you.
Such a great question, Natasha, and bless you for listening to every episode since episode 1. And that's speechless, Natasha. That doesn't happen often.
I know. It just made my day. I'm probably tearing up, to be honest.
Aww.
Because it's very sweet. But not only did she say she listened to all of our podcast episodes, she joined our boot camp
in January.
So, Natasha, hopefully you're getting ready to join our next boot camp.
Yeah.
We will see you again.
We're going to plug it. Because you all need to be there unless you are a pricing and calendar management.
You still need to be there.
Guru already.
Oh,
yeah,
I
you're right.
You still need to be there.
You
got to
brush up your skills. It's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. And in January, when Natasha joined us, it was a listing audit bootcamp. This time, it's our priced and profitable bootcamp. And what you get is 5 days and over 4 trainings where you get to put time aside for you to focus on your pricing skills and your calendar management skills, especially with everything that's going on today. You need to make sure that your asset, your short-term rental, is making as much money as it possibly can. And you can only do that by optimizing your pricing and your calendar management through revenue management. So that's what we're going to teach. So Natasha, we hope to see you there. But let's answer your question. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I had my own opinions, and we'll dive into those a little bit But first, we decided to go to the source. So
the founder, the founder CEO of StateFi.
Yes, Arthur has recorded a response for you, Natasha, and we're going to let him, we're going to play it right now.
Hey, Natasha, this is Arthur Kolker, the founder and CEO of StateFi. And thank you for your great question regarding Airbnb's off-platform and fee transparency policy. It is important to note that underneath the language that you read, Airbnb then lays out a series of exceptions to those rules. And those exceptions include that after a booking, you can ask a guest to confirm the best way to stay in communication with them, and that guests are allowed to request an alternative means of communication. So in our opinion, that includes letting the guest opt in on our splash pages and in other tools for email and text marketing. And that way we're always having guests opt in and request this new method of communication, which both keeps us in compliance with Airbnb's rules, as well as email marketing rules in general, both in the United States, Canada, as well as other jurisdictions like the European Union and UK. So we're always making sure that guests are opting into these communications to ensure that we're in compliance with all relevant rules on different OTAs and in different jurisdictions. I hope that answers your question. I'll also just let you know that this policy is not part or one that changed. This is exactly the same policy that Airbnb had before. They updated other sections of the policy, mainly around payments and security deposits. Thanks again for your question and best of luck in your short-term rental journey.
Thank you, Arthur, for helping clarify this for everyone, Annette and Meek included, everyone listening. Here's what I can tell you, Natasha. Annette and I are about to open up a glamping site, and you better believe StateFi is at the core of us building our email list and our marketing communications for that location, for that business of ours. And we're going to continue to use it in our short-term rental metro properties here in downtown Columbus. Because like Arthur pointed out, Natasha, when guests show up, they can opt in. And if they don't want to opt in, that's fine too. They don't have to. And that's the wonderful part about StateFi and Arthur being so diligent about making sure that we are compliant, not only with the OTAs, but also with email sending in general, everyone. When you send out an email to a guest, and this is why you really need an email service provider like StateFi to communicate with guests, because there are guardrails that we have to respect when marketing anybody. And StateFi helps us do that right within their platform.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution. Proper insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
And I just want to let Natasha know and all of the hosts out there that with the upcoming changes, this is exactly what you should be doing, is going through your entire listing, what's in compliance, what can be improved, what haven't you looked at in a while. So I think we should all take these upcoming changes as a time to just
regroup, buckle back in, and get focused, because I know sometimes our listings, even our SOPs, the way we run our property, kind of get on autopilot. So I think it's just we can owe a little thank you of like, wait, we need to go back and make sure, like, how are we accepting all of the payments? How are we having people opt in to any sort of communication with us? So I think it's just a good spring cleaning for everyone.
Good job, Natasha, for being on top of it and asking questions. I want to commend you for pausing and making sure, because for a lot of hosts, Airbnb is a main revenue driver, bringing us a majority of guests. And if that's where you're at, you need to make sure that you are compliant with all of their policies. But at the same time, it's like, how do we strengthen our direct booking strategy? And StayFi is such a great way to do that. And you better believe that Arthur is going to work hard to make sure that he is working alongside the OTAs, keeping us compliant. But it is still very early on at the recording of this episode. It's still the end of April 2025. These go into effect May 10th. And like a lot of Airbnb policies, changes happen. So depending on when you're listening to this, make sure that everything has remained the same. Nothing has changed. Do your own due diligence, but we'll be here for you along the way. Again, it's hostinghotline.com if you have a hosting question. Also, if you are StayFi curious, we've been using them for years. We love the company. They help keep us compliant for all marketing efforts. Go to StayFi.com/TFE if you want to find out more. Plus, we have a great 50% offer for you there, because we want you to be able to test it out, see if it works for you. You get 50% off your first 3 months. And with that, I am Sarah Karakian.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.